This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is urging people to take to the streets for new mass protests on Wednesday. In a video statement posted on social media Tuesday night, Guaido urged the military to join with those clamoring for change in Venezuela. Emmanuel Otolenghi, senior fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, says that speculation about whether Guaido was being arrested may have spurred Tuesday's events.
It is very likely that the Maduro regime might want to arrest him, or even worse, just to remove what has become the symbol of defiance against the dictatorship. But the continuous support that Guaido gets from the international community, including the numerous foreign embassies still open in Caracas.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says the nation showed nerves of steel, calm, and effective action in the face of the protests. Maduro says that never in history of the world has there been anything like the thousands of Venezuelans who mobilized against the insurrection on Tuesday. Special Counsel Robert Mueller was frustrated with U.S. Attorney General William Barr's portrayal of the findings in the Russia investigation. Criminal defense attorney Jack Rice.
This is a 21-month investigation. Thousands of interviews took place, more than 400 pages. And what we're seeing from the Attorney General is that he seems to have forgotten his role. The Attorney General's role here is he is the attorney for the United States. He is not the attorney for the President of the United States. Those are two fundamentally different acts, fundamentally different roles. And what he's doing is he seems to be the President's number one cheerleader when that's not what he's supposed to be.
For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News.